Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Afa has challenged African leaders to develop their country's infrastructure. He said with the declining commodity prices coupled with the reversal of capital inflows, governments are constrained to finance social and infrastructural needs, hence the need to look for other services to project funds. Mr. Emesa-Afa said this at the opening of the International Monetary Fund Regional Conference in Accra. Mercy Dako has the rest of the story.
The conference, dubbed Opportunities and Challenges of Financial Integration in West Africa, brought together senior policymakers from ECOWAS, financial sector representatives, and experts from international financial institutions to address financial sector issues with broad implications for the future economic prospects on the continent. Vice President Emesa-Afa said the world economy is slowly emerging from a global financial crisis, with Africa showing a greater resilience, propelling growth on the continent. He noted that although sustained financial sector reforms have contributed to the rise of pan-African banks and the development of regional financial markets, there is the need to bridge the infrastructural gap through long-term financing.
Estimates that I've seen suggest that the growth in Africa will exceed those of Europe and America this year. And this is on the back of strong growth a year ago. And it's also based on more than a decade of strong economic growth, which have transformed our economies and lifted millions of people out of poverty. Challenges, however, remain, primarily the task of mobilizing revenues to address social and infrastructural needs. Financial integration allows for growth of financial institutions and fosters the development of a dynamic financial sector that can contribute significantly to economic development. It provides governments as well as private firms access to a large pool of funding and can thereby lower the cost of credit and widen opportunities to diversify risks.
IMF Deputy Managing Director Naoki Shinohara, in his remarks, said at a time of rapid and positive economic change in Africa, financial integration has emerged increasingly important to lifting the region to the next level of development. He called for the strengthening of institutions to help improve infrastructural needs.
For all of Africa's progress, there clearly are very significant hurdles ahead if the region is to realize its potential. These include strengthening institutions, developing infrastructure, and overcoming serious deficiencies in public health and education. Another critical factor is the financial sector development. There is a lot that the region can achieve if it develops its financial sector. By providing governments and businesses access to a deeper pool of funding and more diverse products, financial integration fosters private sector growth, and it can help meet infrastructure needs.
Participants at the conference will present the latest analysis of the experience of other regions to help the continent to draw lessons and concrete steps to maximize benefits of financial integration while minimizing risks.
Sidako reporting.